Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. As part of tonight's J-Pop Exchange, we're paying tribute to some of the best romantic comedy anime. We kicked off tonight's show with great music from the anime Kimagare Orange Road. Right now, I'm excited to share with you great music from Maison Ikkoku. This series was originally written by Rumiko Takahashi, who's known for Urusai Yatsura, which translates to Those Obnoxious Aliens, and she's also known for an anime you probably heard of, a little anime called Inuyasha. That's right, that's a series that she would later go on to create. But Maison Ikkoku is a fascinating love story because, you know, there's no supernatural powers involved. It's just a lovely contemporary story that could be told anywhere. And that's part of its charm. Another thing about the series that I really like, personally, is that the main character, Kyoko, has to choose between Godai and Mitaka. Now, the thing about both of these characters, in spite of having different personalities, they're both really upstanding people. So this series is one of the few that does an excellent job depicting a situation like this. Usually in TV shows, they'll do things like they'll start to make one of the characters seem a little crazy or something like that, and then it's obvious they're not gonna, you know, that person's kind of out of the show, you know what I mean? But they don't use those kinds of tricks here. It's very intelligent, yet very fun at the same time. Definitely worth checking out. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Matsuo Kiyonori, who performed one of the songs for that anime. I'd like to kick things off right now, though, by sharing with you a song titled Hello Sadness, which served as the first opening to Maison Ikkoku, performed by Yuki Saito.
Oh, you are in the world, the J-Pop Exchange brings fans together through the power of music and stories. Join the community and keep the sound of Japan close to your heart.
As heard in the anime Maison Ikkoku, that was Tsukisa, which translates to Love You, performed by Anzane Chitai. And that was the third opening to the show. Before that, we played Hello Sadness by Yuki Saito, which was the first opening to Maison Ikkoku. Why didn't we play the second one? Well, the second one is technically not a J-pop song. It is Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. If you're curious why they decided to use that song, it's basically because while Maison Ikkoku was a very popular show throughout the majority of its run, it had a little trouble finding an audience early on. So as a way of, you know, trying to drum up some attention for it, they, for one episode of the show, played the song Alone Again Naturally, as the opening for an episode of that show. This next song, though, might be my favorite. It's titled Sunny Shiny Morning, courtesy of Matsuo Kiyonori. Enjoy the song, and then after that, we'll have an exclusive interview with Mr. Matsuo Kiyonori. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. Sunny, shiny morning. 次の朝が
こんにちは、松尾清則です。ショーンバードと J-POP Exchange をお送りします。 Hi, I'm 清則松尾 and you're listening to the J-POP Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Matsuo Kiyonori, right here on the J-POP Exchange. Hi, Mr. Kiyonori. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
はい、こちらこそありがとうございます。アメリカに僕の歌を好きな人がいるというのはとても嬉しいことです。
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I'm very happy to know there are people who like my songs in America.
Let us start from the beginning. According to your biography, you were born in Fukuoka, Japan, and you studied engineering at Kyushu University.
はい、福岡県生まれで九州大学工学部の合成化学科というところを卒業しました。
Yes, I was born in Fukuoka Prefecture, and I graduated from Kyushu University in the Department of Chemical Science and Technology.
How much of a role did music play in your early life, and how did you make the transition from your hometown to your first big break in music?
I am part of what often is referred to as the Beatles generation. That generation ran back from school and spent hours in front of the record player listening to the Beatles or the Beach Boys almost every day. I started writing songs when my friends and I created a band during my university years. I moved to Tokyo as soon as I graduated and started doing live performances. At the same time, our band made demo tapes, and one of those tapes brought us a chance to debut as professional musicians.
What musical instruments do you play?
Guitar and piano.
I play guitar and piano.
What kind of activities have you done as a songwriter?
I made my musical debut in the 80s. In the 1990s, I didn't work much as a solo artist, although I offered lots of songs to many kinds of musicians during this period. After 2000, I restarted my solo career and band activities, and that continues today, and I still write songs for other artists at times.
Who are your musical influences?
I have to start my list with music from the 60s, such as the Beatles and the Beach Boys. In the 70s, I listened to artists who possessed strong individuality, such as David Bowie, 10cc, and Queen from the UK, and Todd Rundgren and Al Kooper from the United States.
What music do you like to listen to?
I like good music wherever I can find it. No matter where the artist was born, all the new bands and artists interest me. I like artists who can create good songs and melodies, rather than a particular style or genre of music.
I noticed some information on your website regarding visiting San Francisco. Can you tell us something about your trip to San Francisco and what you were working on?
I was there in 1984, the year when I made my debut. It was a long time ago. I was there to shoot my promotional video, and that video was released as a DVD in February.
I also noticed that your favorite historical figures are Bach, Michelangelo, and Shakespeare. Could you tell us something more about this? What do you like about them? Do they inspire you in some way?
It's not so much about my inspiration, but more about my appreciation. I like Bach's holy and sorrowful sounds, as Procol Harum played in the song titled Whiter Shade of Pale. And I like Shakespeare, because even though he created his various works a long time ago, they are still arranged and performed today. I even think he is like the Beatles in the world of literature.
Please, tell us more about cinema and something about its history, as well as cinema returns.
As I said at the beginning of this interview, I debuted with one demo tape, and at that time, I was in the band Cinema. Cinema broke up after releasing one album and three singles, but we got together again and reorganized the band under the same record label, same director, and same producer after 26 years. We released our new album, Cinema Returns, in 2007, and that's where we are today.
Your song, Sunny Shiny Morning, which was featured in the anime Maison ni Koku, made a particular impression on me. It has become one of my favorites. Can you tell us something about how the song came to be created and
what led to it being used in Meizone Koku? How did that come about?
Sunny Shiny Morning はメゾン一国のテーマソングですが、またどのような経緯でメゾン一国に使われるか?
I made about 20 songs for my third solo album. When I had a meeting to select songs for the album, it was mutually agreed that this song was our favorite. So we decided to promote this song as a single. And as a result, the song got the chance to be featured as a theme song for Meizone Koku. This song is a favorite for many of my fans.
売り出そうということでプロモートした結果、アニメメゾン一国のテーマとして使われることになったんです。僕のレパートリーの中でもこの曲が好きな方は非常に多いです。
In 2007, you composed music for the Studio Ghibli special, Iblard G-Con. How did this opportunity come about? And what was this experience like? From a creative perspective, did composing the music for this special differ from standard songwriting?
僕の友人で井上直久さんという画家がいるんですが、彼の描く絵を
The painter, Naruhisa Inoue, is a friend of mine. And Hayao Miyazaki and people from Studio Ghibli love his artwork. So they came up with the idea to create a DVD together. This project included his paintings and added animation as well. And my artist friend and I took part in creating the music for this project. I personally love movies, and it had always been one of my dreams to create songs for the movies. So I really enjoyed writing songs for this project.
Would you ever consider performing live in the USA?
予定はありませんが、機会があればアメリカでライブやりたいですね。
So far, I don't have any plans to perform in the United States, but if a chance came about, I'd love to.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
基本的には、自分のソロ
Basically, I will work on my solo and band projects, such as cinema, and I will always keep writing songs for other artists.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.Good luck with everything.
お忙しい中、お時間を割いていただきありがとうございます。では、グッドラック。こちらこそ、ありがとうございました。
Thank you too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care.
Right now, here's Kozo Murashita with Hidamari, which served as the fifth and final opening to Meizone Ikkoku. As part of tonight's J-Pop Exchange, we are spotlighting some of the best romantic comedy anime. You've been listening to some great songs from the romantic comedy anime Maison Ikkoku. This series, it arguably pioneered the genre of romantic comedy anime. The series ran for 2 seasons, and in season 2, the composer was none other than Kenji Kawai, known for many, many different series and anime movies. The original Japanese version of Samurai Pizza Cats, for instance, or maybe another series that's a little bit more known. I'm talking about Ghost in the Shell, the Ghost in the Shell movie. He has a great career. He also has done music for the Ip Man series. So, nonetheless, a very extensive career. I want to share with you 2 great pieces of music that Kenji Kawai composed for Maison Ikkoku. Plus, as you may recall, if you've been listening to the J-Pop Exchange recently, I had the chance to interview Mr. Kenji Kawai. If you want to check out our exclusive interview of Kenji Kawai, just head on over to jpopexchange.net. And while you're there, you can view a playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight, check out other exclusive interviews that I've previously conducted, and you can learn more about Japan and its culture. So, hope you'll consider heading on over to jpopexchange.net.
Hi, I'm Kenji Kawai, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
The J-Pop Exchange will be right back.